Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 9th. Let's begin with our memory passage. It is from Matthew's Gospel. I think it's chapter 21. Yes, verse 42. Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the Scriptures, a stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes." I'm reading this week in the New American Standard Bible. We're in Isaiah chapter 37, verses 14 through 20. Today we read Hezekiah's prayer in the temple, and I was underlining a lot. He has a lot to say about God's character, and then his plea to God is based on God's character. Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, "Lord of armies, God of Israel, who is enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. And listen to all the words of Sennacherib, who sent them to taunt the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries and their lands, and have thrown their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but only the work of human hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. But now, Lord, our God, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God." Lord of the armies, what an image. God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim. Can you imagine it? You alone are God. And Hezekiah prays in a similar manner to Moses. "Hey, please save us from the hand of this enemy so that the kingdoms may know that you alone are God." For his character and for his glory, they pray. All right, let's move on over to the book of Acts. We're continuing on. And today in the book of Acts, Paul and Barnabas make it all the way back to Antioch, where they started their first missionary journey. Before I read the story, I want to read a little excerpt from one of my favorite children's Bibles, Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids. And it's talking about Paul and how he loved telling people about Jesus, but how it didn't always go well. We've read in the last couple of days that there was a lot of acceptance of Paul's message about Jesus, and there was a lot of opposition. And I like how they word what's going on. Paul loved telling people about Jesus, even though it didn't always go very well. Two times, Paul was on a ship that sank in the sea. He was attacked by groups of people who wanted him to stop talking about Jesus. He was bitten by a poisonous snake. He was arrested and thrown in jail. But even in the hard times, Paul was filled with joy. God gave Paul the strength to be happy if he was full, or if he was hungry, if he had money, or if he had none, if he was free, or if he was in prison. No matter what happened, God was with Paul. God was Paul's friend, and Paul was happy. Paul took four important missionary journeys during his life as a messenger of God's good news. He visited more than 45 cities throughout his ministry over 30 years. And then it gives a map of Paul's travels, and it lets us know that his first journey was in AD 48 through 49, and we know because we've been reading that his travel partner is Barnabas. All right, with that, let's read Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 28. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having won over the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, thinking that he was dead. But while the disciples stood around him, he got up and entered the city. The next day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made a good number of disciples, they returned to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, "It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God." When they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they entrusted them to the Lord, in whom they had believed. They passed through Pisidia and came into Pamphylia. When they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been entrusted to the grace of God for the work that they had accomplished. When they had arrived and gathered the church together, they began to report all the things that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a long time with the disciples. Look back at verse 22. Who is it today in our fellowship, perhaps it's even you, who needs strengthening in their souls and encouragement to continue in the faith? If that is you, I pray that the Lord would give you visions of his glory, reminders of his watch care and his love, most clearly portrayed for you in the cross. I also pray for encouraging words of those around you, and also for the Lord to make his presence known to you. As we turn to the Psalms, today we're reading an excerpt from Psalm 88, which is one of the darkest Psalms in the Bible, and it is from someone who needs encouragement from the Lord. And typically in the Psalms, even if they're laments, they end with a hopeful praise or a recognition of who God is. But this Psalm allows for the person who is struggling just to sit in that moment. In fact, it ends with something that's like, "Darkness is my closest friend." If we go back through the psalm, I won't read it all, but the psalmist cries out to the Lord day and night. He feels overwhelmed and close to death and isolated, cut off from friends. And I think the psalm is just a reminder that we can be honest before the Lord and at the same time be hopeful, as Paul was hopeful and Hezekiah, that God hears the prayers. And then tomorrow we'll read Psalm 89. And I think the placement of Psalm 88 and 89 is important because Psalm 89 is way more hopeful. All right, Psalm 88, verses 1 and 2. "Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried out by day and in the night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Sometime last week, I mentioned kneeling prayer, and here are three prayers that are written for the morning, midday, and evening. I saw the connection here that the psalmist cried out by day and by night. This is by Justin Whitmill Early. The morning prayer. "Spirit, I was made for your presence. May this day be one I spend with you in all that I do." Midday. "Jesus, I was made to join you in your work in the world. Please order the rest of my day in love for the people you have given me to serve." Bedtime. "Father, I was made to rest in your love. May my body rest in sleep, and may my mind rest in your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen."